All-time top 10 with Ryan and Ben.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of All Time Top 10 with Ryan and Ben. I am one of your hosts, Ben Eisen. Today we have a special guest host. His name is also Ryan, but it's not Ryan Blake.
Indeed, I'm not the Ryan Blake that you usually listen to.
No, it's not the Ryan Blake that you know and love. It's the other Ryan Blake that you don't know and don't love.
But
you
actually, my last name is not Blake at all. It's Stockstead.
Of course. Wow. Okay. It's not the Ryan Blake that you don't know and don't love either. It's Ryan Stockstead, everybody. Welcome, Ryan Stockstead, to the show.
And thank you.
Yeah. And today, this is episode 17, by the way.
Cool.
And I'm happy that we made it this far. But this is the first time we've ever had a guest host, and it's pretty exciting.
Wow. I'm the first.
You're the first one. We've had guests before.
Yeah.
But never a guest host.
Well, originally I was going to be just a guest.
Yes. And then Ryan Blake... he's celebrating Zombie Jesus Day, so
that's cool.
He's got family things, and he's one of the fortunate ones. His family is out here in Southern California. Most of us don't have that luxury that live out here, but
yeah, I certainly don't.
Yeah, me neither. My parents are far, far, far away, but we're here having fun. And our topic today is top 10 songs about madness.
Indeed.
Songs about going insane, going crazy.
Indeed.
All that other stuff. And Ryan, you also have an ulterior motive for being here today.
And well, yeah.
Please tell everyone about that.
When you first mentioned the idea of you know me coming in and being a guest, you said, oh, you can choose the theme, the topic.
Yes.
And I said, well, I'm directing a horror movie, so can we do songs about horror? Like horror songs? And he said, Ben said... well, dude, we just did songs about murder, and we got songs of the devil coming up.
Yeah. I mean, if it was like 6 months from now, that would be
right.
Perfect. But
so I said, well, thematically, the movie deals with madness, so why don't we do songs about madness? That's
perfect.
Kind of fun. There's lots of like fun songs. It's not all going to be a bummer and a downer.
Oh, yeah. I found lots of creepy stuff, but I also found lots of fun stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like the song that we just heard, Gimme Gimme Shock Treatment, the Ramones. He had a great time at the place, he called it, and he was talking about the nut house. He had a great
right.
time, you know?
So there's fun stuff
yeah.
in madness.
There can be. tell me more about your movie. What's
okay, so basically I'm making a short film, and the amazing Lynn Lowry is starring in it. You might know her. You might not, but she. If you like
Cat
horror
people,
movies,
right?
Yeah, she has a smaller part in the Cat People, but she has a pretty big role in the Crazies, the original Crazies, a George Romero film, and she's also in one of my favorite horror movies, Cronenberg's movie Shivers.
Oh, I never saw that one.
Oh, you got to see it. It's
Shivers. Okay.
Shivers. It's fantastic.
I love Cronenberg. Love The Fly. We just
you got to see it. It's. I mean, if you like Cronenberg, it's an early Cronenberg film. But,
okay,
it's fantastic.
Cool. And who else is in this film? That anyone of note? That
Let's see here. I got a list here. We got Stephen Jeffries.
Oh my God, Evil Ed.
Exactly.
Evil 976 Ed from Fright Night.
Yeah, he's in it. And
that's so cool.
Yeah. Right. And so cool. Julia Lehmann is in it. She's probably not as recognizable a name, but I recognized her. I saw her, and she popped up in a bunch of really cool, like, indie B movies, horror movies that that I saw in the past couple of years. And you know, it's one of those actresses who stands out. You know, the movie might not be great, but you're like, who is this actress? She's so good. Yeah. I kept seeing her, so I asked her if she wanted a part, and she jumped at it. So she's in it.
So cool. What's this movie called again?
It's called Eggs, which is kind of appropriate because it's Easter, which we didn't really know when we scheduled this. But
no, it just happened to fall into place. Eggs, the movie. Mm-hmm. And you are currently doing some fundraising? Or?
You know, we don't have the Kickstarter campaign up yet, but it's going to go up really soon.
Okay.
So, I mean, I wish I could tell all my listeners to go check it out right this second, but if you listen to the archive later, maybe by then it'll be up.
Yeah, so. And there is a blog site, production blog, which I was checking out earlier.
Exactly. You can check out the production blog. If you do a search for my name, Ryan Stockstead, you'll surely find the production blog very quickly. It's Eggs, Lynn Lowry Eggs, my name, any of that stuff.
Cool.
You'll find it.
Awesome. Well, let's get into these songs here.
Great.
This is Top 10 Songs About Madness, and I'm going to go first.
Cool.
And we'll just go back and forth. I'll do my number 10, you do your number 10, and we'll count them down.
I love it.
My number 10 is an obvious choice, and I really wanted to play this song from this album on our Top 10 Live Tracks show we did a few weeks ago, because it's one of my favorite live albums from my childhood. I'm talking about...
I think I know which one you're talking about.
You're talking about Ozzy.
Oh, then I don't. Okay,
yeah, I'm talking about Ozzy Osbourne, the tribute album. Oh. And they do an amazing version of Crazy Train on that record. That's the one I want to play. The tribute album came out in 1987, but it was dedicated to Ozzy's old guitarist Randy Rhoads, who passed away. He died in a plane crash in 1982, and this was actually going to be a live album that they were going to release just as an Ozzy live album, and unfortunately died, so it got shelved for 5 years. But then it just came out as a tribute. This song, this version was recorded live in Cleveland May 11th 1981, and the song Crazy Train, everyone knows it. I never really knew the lyrics before. I kind of looked them up, and it's kind of about like nuclear war paranoia and fear of the, you know, the atom bomb. The last verse, he says, "Heirs of a cold war, that's what we've become. Inheriting troubles, I'm mentally numb." So
beautiful.
Fits that, the.
That's one of the things I actually kind of liked when I started looking at some of the songs about madness. Is there's a lot of them that are actually about nuclear war or politics or whatever.
Yeah.
Society is crazy too. It's not just people.
It's pretty messed up. Anyway, this is my number 10. This is Ozzy Osbourne with the late great Randy Rhoads. Check out the guitar solo, by the way. Just ridiculous. With the late great Randy Rhoads live in Cleveland. This is Crazy Train. My number 10.
Number 10.
We'll be right back.
That's what rock and roll's about. Yeah. That is my number 10. That is Ozzy Osbourne with Crazy Train, live in Cleveland.
Good pick. That was a great starting song for the show.
Yeah, I always like to start with something snappy.
Yeah, that was
but,
good.
Yeah, Ryan Stockstad. I almost said Ryan Blake just now. Ryan Stockstad, what is your number 10?
Okay, so my number 10, we're going back to 1997. Do you have any guesses? It's another obvious one.
97.
Yeah.
Is this Virtual Insanity?
No, but good,
Jamiroquai?
Good guess. Good guess. Mm, okay. Yeah, that's a good song.
It's around, I don't know if it's from that year, but it's around then.
Yeah, it's around that time, isn't it?
Yeah.
That might be. No, it's not that. Okay. This is one of my karaoke songs. Like, I do a lot of karaoke with friends, and this is one that I bust out. And unlike most of the songs on my list, this one, I think, like, a lot of the songs on my list, I don't really identify with the sort of voice of the song. I sort of think, wow, that person's crazy, because it's a song about madness. But this one, I'm kind of, like, right there with him, okay?
Okay.
The song is Flagpole Sitter by Harvey Danger.
Oh, Harvey Danger.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that one? This song used to bug me when it came out, because the guy, he looked like such a nerd in the
right.
video. And he kind of looked like me a little bit, and I kind of was like, that guy's not cool.
Did people like
rag on you?
He looks
like me,
you?
He can't be cool. You know.
I love it.
But some of the lines are hysterical. Like, I love that one, been around the world and find that only stupid people are breeding.
Right, that's like one of the things that I just completely relate to, you know. And I don't even own a TV.
So that's that one bugs me.
And that one, you know, the thing, a lot of people remember it from American Pie. I kind of forgot about that when I was looking it up. It was like featured heavily in American Pie.
Yeah.
But what I always remember it from is there was a horror movie from 98 called Disturbing Behavior. Do you remember that? Mm. It was directed by like one of the X-Files guys. It was his first feature.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, it you might have saw it. It had James Marsden, Katie Holmes, and Nick Stahl.
Okay.
But they used it in the trailer, and I must have seen that trailer a million times. I was working in a movie theater at the time, so. But yeah. I love the song. And like I said, I kind of relate to the sort of because he's kind of saying like, "Yeah, I'm crazy, but like the world's more crazy." You know,
yes.
That's kind of what's going on. In the song.
I can totally relate. You want to? Shall I?
Play away. Play away.
All right. This is Ryan Stockstad's number 10. Harvey
10.
Danger with Flagpole Sitter.
Number 10.
Memories, my kids.
Yeah, indeed. I love that one.
Harvey Danger. Good stuff. One of the very definitions of a one-hit wonder, though.
Yeah.
Did they have? Did they even have an album?
No, I'm sure. Yeah, they did have an album. I mean, I never had it. Yeah. I wrote it down in my notes. It's called like something about merrymaking. Something.
Oh. Where have all the merrymakers gone?
That's it. Hey, you've got a better memory than I do.
That's crazy. yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, I love that song.
I was just commenting though. I think he kind of dated himself a little bit when he says he wants to publish zines.
Right.
I mean. It's a very, I want to publish blogs.
right. It's a very teen angsty song from the 90s, and yeah. But it's still, well, it's, you still rocks my face
both,
off. So.
You and I were both teenagers then.
We were.
Yep. Good stuff. Okay, my number nine. We're going to go a little bit country here. There's a couple of weirdo country songs out there. Kind of not really novelty hits, but just kind of left field country stuff. And this is from 1972. Mr. Grand Ole Opry is the nickname of Porter Wagoner.
I know him.
Yeah. He had 81 charting singles between 1954 and 1983. And he was Dolly Parton's manager for a long time. He introduced the world to Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
In fact, she wrote the song I Will Always Love You about him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just to...
That's a great song.
Oh, my God. Just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Her version especially, the Dolly Parton version. He's a celebrated figure in the country music world. But he did, back in the early 70s, in the late 60s, he suffered from what I guess they described as nervous exhaustion from being on the road, and spent a little time in an insane asylum doing a little quote-unquote R&R, like recovering. And he wrote a song about it.
Now, was this back when they would like just sort of like lobotomize anyone for any reason? I mean, I know like Towns Van Zandt had a little bit of early lobotomy stuff going on.
I don't think they lobotomized Porter Wagoner because he recovered and came out of it okay. But I think he just spent some time there and, you know.
Lots of drugs. And
yeah, probably.
Maybe some shock treatment.
Who knows? He wrote a song called The Rubber Room.
Okay.
And that's my number nine. It's from the album What Ain't To Be Just Might Happen, and had some of the lines in the song are pretty messed up, and once you know that he had first-hand experience in this, it makes it even more kind of eerie. He says, illusions in a twisted mind to save from self-destruction. It's the rubber room where a man can run into the wall till his strength makes him fall and lie still and wait for help in the rubber room.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was just.
We're gonna go dark on this one, huh?
We're going a little dark. It's a little creepy, but just the fact that it's like all countrified too makes it extra creepy. This is my number nine. This is Porter Wagoner from 1972, The Rubber Room.
Number nine.
In a building tall with a stone wall around, there's a rubber room. When a man sees things and hears sounds that's not there, he's headed for the rubber room. Illusions in a twisted mind to save from self-destruction. It's the rubber room where a man can run into the wall till his strength makes him fall and lie still and wait for help in the rubber room. From his blurry vision of doom, a cycle in the rubber room. The man in the room right next to mine screams a woman's name, hits the wall in vain. He's in the rubber room. I hear footsteps pounding on the floor. God, I hope they don't stop at my door. Now they've come to get me, but they find I'm a screaming pretty words, trying to make them rhyme. I'm in the rubber. I'm in the rubber.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's haunting. I love all the reverb and the creepy voices.
And he's taking pretty words and trying to make them rhyme at the end there, too. Yeah, that's Porter Wagoner from 1972, The Rubber Room. Ryan Stockstad, you're up with your number nine.
My number nine. I'm going to go dark, too, but I'm going in the opposite sort of side of the music genre section. I'm going into the punk territory again.
Okay.
My number nine is from one of my all-time favorite 90s punk bands, so we're staying in the 90s for a second, The Bouncing Souls. Them? Do you listen to them?
I've heard a little bit. They did a really good version of that song, Born to Lose.
That was awesome. They did, Well, this is not their first album, The Good, the Bad, and the Argyle. It's from 1994. The song is Neurotic. And one of the things that I really liked about that band is they had a knack for sort of like winning your sympathy. Like they would sort of sing about like sort of mundane little things. Like I can't remember the song, but one of the songs is about roommates that, you know, steal your shit and lie to you and stuff, and how just frustrating they get with that. And there's so much sympathy in the song. Like, I don't know, he just pleads with the listener, like, why do you got to be a dumbass? You know, so I forget the lyrics. I'm paraphrasing, but he does a lot of that in this song too. You kind of like feel for him, you know, but, it sort of starts off and he can't sleep and he's plagued by these feelings of loneliness. He doesn't relate with anyone. Mm-hmm. And he says, I think there's a line where he says something like his mind is his worst enemy. And he's just crippled by his own fears and his phobias and his inability to relate with people. So now I got to say, at the end of the song, there's a sample from a movie. And if you're listening live, call in. If you know the name of the movie, first person to call in and tell me what movie he samples, call in 213-252-0998. 213-252-0998. You can look it up online, too. And tell me the name of the movie. And I'll give you a clue. I'll give you a clue right now. It's a big movie. Now this album came out in 94, so maybe you haven't seen it in a while, because it's, you know, obviously the movie came out before 94, so we're talking about at least 18 years old. So you might not have seen it in a while, but it's a big movie. It got, I think, like something like 8 Academy Award nominations. So
wow.
It's recognizable. So that's it.
I'm already thinking of what it could be. What do you get if you are the first one to call it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't even say the prize. If you call in, you know, there's a prize here.
Yes.
You're going to get a DVD copy of The Crazies with Lynn Lowry from 1973, George Romero film. And also, if you're in the L.A. area, I'll kick you free tickets to a screening at the New Beverly. We're putting on a screening to promote Eggs, and it's at the New Beverly on April 19th. Lynn Lowry is going to be there in person. We're going to show Cat People and the Crazies on the big screen and a bunch of other special surprises. So it's going to be a really fun night.
Wow.
And I got 2 free tickets.
It's cool. So let's hear it. This is
Neurotic.
This is The Bouncing Souls.
Neurotic.
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 Number 9. Just anyone would understand. I was scared and afraid.
and the phone is ringing. I guessed it right away, too.
Ben got it.
Hopefully, we'll see if someone guessed it. Hello. Who is this?
Hey, this is John.
Hey, John. You are calling to guess the...
I recognize this person's voice.
Yes, yes, you should.
He doesn't know. I just swear I didn't feed him the answer. He has no idea what this is for me.
I got it the minute I heard it. I was listening very carefully going, where the hell is the sample? You know.
So what is it?
It's Raging Bull.
Indeed it is,
ding,
correct.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Well, sir, you have...
That worked very well in that song, which I'd never heard of.
I never heard that either. That is so awesome. Yeah, I love that scene in Raging Bull. I was just thinking, like, that is such a great scene. He's, like, beating his fist against the wall of the prison.
Yeah.
And then it's so sad after that because he's, like, after he does that, he is, like, ow!
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why did I do that?
Exactly.
Well, John...
I acted that scene myself a few times.
Yeah.
I don't have to ask you for your information where to send this stuff to because I know who you are. So, do you have The Crazies on DVD?
I don't.
Okay, well, you have it now.
Sweet.
And nice. You've got 2 free tickets, so bring somebody cool to the screening.
Excellent.
April 19th at the New Beverly.
Very hard for one of those, but yeah, cool.
Well, congratulations, John.
Thanks, man. Good show. I'm enjoying it. Keep going.
All right, we will. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Thanks for calling.
Later.
Yeah, bye. All right.
Well, that worked. I was so afraid that nobody would call.
I know.
And then
me
I'd
too.
Be like, please call in and win.
I'll just tell you what it is. just call. But yeah, that is The Bouncing Souls with Neurotic. And that is Ryan Stock says number 9. My number 8, we're going to move on. I was not going to put this band on the list just because I thought it was so obvious. But I talked to my buddy yesterday and I said, hey, we're doing songs about madness. He's like, how many Pink Floyd songs are going to be on there? And I said, on my list, none.
I got to say, I'm really glad you picked one because I'm not a huge Pink Floyd fan personally, so I don't really know their body of work very well.
Yeah.
And like everybody I mentioned it to said the same thing. They said, well, it's going to be full of Pink Floyd, right?
You got to have, yeah.
And I said, I hope Ben plays one because I'm not.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to, but he's like, dude, brain damage, Pink Floyd. I'm like, of course. Yeah, I mean... It's pretty obvious, but it needs to be played.
Yeah, and I'm glad somebody's playing it.
Yeah, it's cool. So yeah, this is from Dark Side of the Moon, 1973. The album Dark Side deals with several themes: conflict, greed, the passage of time, and more above all else, mental illness and their sadness over losing their old singer Syd Barrett to just. Who just completely went off the deep end after taking copious amounts of LSD over the course of many years and just having a complete breakdown. And they obviously went on to huge things without him, but he was always there in the back of their mind. There was some story I remember hearing about. He had just like, they were recording Dark Side, and this was like several years after he had left the band. And he just showed up in the studio one day and he was just standing there. And like not saying anything, he's just completely out of his mind, and they didn't know what to do. And it's just like, sorry, man. And they've written over the years, they've written many, many, many songs about him, and this is one of them. This is "Brain Damage" from Pink Floyd. My number 8.
Number 8.
On the grass, the lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. And if the dam breaks open many years too soon, and if there is no moon upon the hill, and if your head explodes with dark foreboding too, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. Is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me. And if the cloud bursts thunder in your ear, you shout and no one seems to hear. Band you're in starts playing different tunes, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
And we fade out because the next song is goes right into it. So
gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, that is my number eight, and that is Pink Floyd, Brain Damage.
Yay. I'm yeah. really glad that made it on our list.
Yeah.
And I'm actually kind of glad I made it on yours and not mine, just because then I had room for bands I listen to more often.
Yeah. No, it deserves to be on.
It did.
And
it did.
There you have it. I got a call a little while ago from someone who wants to hear a song. We're currently having technical difficulties with the internets, so that will have to wait. We're going to get it working soon, so just hang on, whoever you are. But right now, let's move
you
on.
You want to do my number eight?
Yeah, let's move on to your number eight.
All right, so we're going back to 1965 with this one.
Okay.
Did you ever listen to the Sonics? You like
yeah,
the Sonics?
Yeah, I've heard a little bit.
Okay.
One of the first garage punk bands.
Exactly. Right? They were like the garage rock, proto-punk. Some people even say that they were the first punk band.
I've heard that, yes.
Mm-hmm. And they were sort of huge influence. They were part of a whole music scene in the Seattle area back mm-hmm. before there wasn't a music scene. They sort of started the music scene in Seattle. So a lot of people actually credit grunge as being sort of like riding in on the tails of the music scene that they created. And
only
in fact
25 years later.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, they basically like they started the music scene there, and the fact that it was a thriving scene so many years later.
Yeah.
Much more thriving scene as it turned out, but anyway, cool. This song is called Psycho and it's off of their I can't remember if it's their first or second album. They only had two albums. It's off their album, Here Are the Sonics, and it's also on the Nuggets box set.
Yes.
It's in, like, I forget which one. I think it's on, like, disc four or disc
there's
three.
There's, like, I mean, how many volumes of that are there?
Yeah, I mean, I know in the actual, you know, because obviously there's the first Nuggets, the original, and then there was the box set that has, like, four, and then there's sort of side want projects and stuff.
More Nuggets, Super Nuggets.
Exactly, there's all these Nuggets. This is off of the Nuggets box set.
Okay.
Psychedelic 60s. But I want to point out a couple things. Because this band was, they were really influential. I feel like a lot of people now don't really realize how influential they were. White Stripes were a huge, huge fan. They cite them as one of their big influences.
Oh, you can hear it even today in like the Black Keys and stuff.
Mm.
You know.
I guess the White Stripes had a, they actually said that they're harder than the Kinks and they were punk before there was punk. And then Kurt Cobain said that they had the most amazing drum sound he'd ever heard. He said that they still, to this, well, still at the time he said it, produced the his favorite drum sounds. But if you listen to this song, you're going to hear, aside from like them just rocking the hell out of the guitars and drums, you're going to hear some organ. You're going to hear some a lot of screaming. You're going to hear some saxophone. It's just a raw, unhinged rock song from the early kernel nuggets of punk rock. So this is my number eight, cool. Psycho by the Sonics.
Awesome.
Number eight.
I love that stuff.
That is so cool.
The 60s proto-punk, garage rock, even like the bubblegum that influenced the Ramones, all that stuff. I love it. But but the Sonics, they had, like, I think their biggest hit was Strychnine. Do you know that song?
Yes. That's
yeah,
the one
it was
I
covered
know.
By everyone. Like L7 covered it, Flaming Lips, Screaming Trees.
Yep.
The Cramps covered it. Everybody covered it, but great band.
Good stuff. That's Ryan Stockstad's number eight, the Sonics. We're going to move on to my number seven. We're going to move forward in time just a little bit, moving up to 1966.
Oh, okay.
And this is a novelty hit from the producer and singer-songwriter by the name of Jerry Samuels. He released the song by the name of Napoleon the 14th. And this is a classic. It's called They're Coming to Take Me Away. Ha ha.
I knew this was going to make it. Yeah. And I was toying with the idea of doing a cover because Lard did a cover of this, but it was like 8 minutes long, and I already had some long songs coming. And
Lard
I thought
did an 8 minute version.
They
of
did
this.
An 8 minute long cover of this, and it's unbelievably insane. There's like cuckoo clocks going off, and like drill sounds, and people screaming. It's nuts.
Well, that may have had to trump this one, but this one's still.
No, this one's great. I love this song.
This one's great. Yeah, it's. He used an instrument in the studio called a variable frequency oscillator, or VFO, which changes the pitch of someone's voice without slowing down or speeding up their the speed of their voice, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you hear that, and he's like, gets all it's like Chipmunky, not Chipmunky, but it gets really out there.
Yeah.
It goes up and down. And Mr. Jerry Samuels.
Didn't Tiny Tim do this song too? Didn't he do a version of this?
He did?
I don't know.
Him and his uke.
I was going to say, because if he did it, he probably didn't even need to use the... anyway.
Well, you got to have some range, you know? but Jerry Samuels also... Or Napoleon the 14th, sorry. They had a whole album that had other mental illness-themed songs, including a song called Bats in My Belfry.
Yeah, I heard that one.
And have you heard a song called Split Level Head?
I have not.
I haven't heard it either. I was just reading about it. It says... it features different vocal parts in each stereo speaker.
Oh, wow. That
so when you listen to it on headphones, there's two things happening at once, which is...
That's the kind of thing that'll make you go insane if you're not already insane.
Exactly. But in 1966, I bet it was pretty, like even more...
They were all, you know, on psychedelics anyway, so it probably they didn't even notice.
That's true. They were, yeah, that's why people ate it up. And plus, the song is just hysterical anyway.
Yeah, no, it's a great song.
Yeah, this is my number seven.
Good pick.
Thank you. This is my number seven. This is Napoleon the 14th. They're coming to take me away.
Ha ha.
Number seven.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha-ha. Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see...
I'll be happy to see those men in their nice white coats.
You mangy mutt.
And what was it about basket weavers?
Yeah, basket weavers.
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but okay. Anyway, I think we may have gotten this to work now, so we're going to give it a shot. If it doesn't work, don't beat me up. It's my brother, Ira. He's calling again.
He called in with a request, right?
Oh, hold on a second here. The old show is playing. I got to turn this off. But yeah, he called before and played a song that everyone liked.
So that's a good point. We should probably say if anyone wants to call in and request something.
Yeah,
they
got to be in the theme, of course.
Yeah, yeah, keep in the theme. I know the producer of my movie told me that if I don't play a certain song, which I'm not going to mention right now, just in case you're playing it, but if I don't play a certain song, he might have to call in. So he might call in soon.
All right. Well, we'll have to see. But anyway, this is Infectious Grooves featuring Ozzy Osbourne. And this was a small hit back in the day.
Very Ozzy heavy show tonight.
Yeah, really.
A little Ozzy heavy.
And this is called Therapy. Let's see if this works. Come on now, work. Therapy.
to live like that's my brain.
All aboard.
The ride on the new estate.
Tim, Tim.
The count is a runaway train. You'll make no gain in pain.
It's the rumpy.
And right before they dig into my mind.
The rumpy.
The doctor's thinking,
let's go, it's party time.
Dude, I have not heard that in ages.
And that's Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies.
That's
if you
crazy.
Recall that
I
band.
I do. I remember them
which
very
is
well.
The first band I ever saw live.
No kidding.
1991.
First band I ever saw live, I think. Well, my parents took me out to see Harry Belafonte at like the State Fair one time. But
yeah, it counts.
That's pretty badass. But I was a kid. And then like the first one that I actually said, I'm going to go to the show on my own, it was... Green Jello opening for Propane, opening for Testament, and I was far too young to be catching the fat body surfing hairy shirtless guy that rained down on me. So it was a memorable night.
no broken bones or anything.
I survived, but I think mostly because I got out of the way. I don't know how he fared after that night, but
anyway, that is for Ira. That is Infectious Grooves and Therapy. Ryan, let's move on to your number seven.
Okay, my number seven. I suspect this artist might show up on your list later, maybe.
We'll find out.
They might be Giants?
No, they did not make it.
Okay, well, I know you're a fan. I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan.
I was considering Shoehorn with Teeth.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was considering very heavily what is it, Aquarium? What's the song? I forget the title. Anyway, I didn't pick that one.
Okay.
I went with Reprehensible. Do you know that one? Reprehensible?
No,
or Reprehensible Me, maybe this title is? I forget if it's Reprehensible Me.
I fell out of fashion with them in the late 90s.
Okay, so this might be a new one for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's a cool song. It's This is from 1999. This is on their Long Tall Weekend album. And it's got a lot of Mellotron going on. It's got a very cool John Linnell clarinet solo, which is kind of awesome. What I like about this song is that pay attention, listen carefully, because it starts off and it's sort of like the guy's hearing voices and he's an insomniac. He's like in bed and he's trying to go to sleep and he's hearing this like disembodied voice in his head. And it's keeping him up and he's like being plagued by this voice who's reciting all of the dude's past crimes and evil acts, dating all the way back through history. through his past lives. Okay, so the guy's keeping him up, basically tormenting him with, like, you did all this evil shit.
Wow.
But here's the twist. By the end of the song, the guy finally falls asleep, and when he awakes, he remembers nothing of the previous night's torment, and he wakes up only thinking about his day's plans, which are filled with, like, basically, presumably, evil acts and cruel deeds.
Wow.
And so at the very end, he actually says, "The world is spinning round, and I'm on top, and nothing in the world can ever make me stop." And so it ends with delusions of grandeur. And then it's cyclical, because every night he goes to bed, and he's plagued by this disembodied voice. Yeah, it's a weird tune.
Yeah. That's
number seven. That's reprehensible creepy. Or reprehensible me? I forgot the title. Sorry.
That's okay.
They might be giants.
Number seven.
Each night I lie awake, completely alone. A voice is speaking, and I tremble.
It's like,
yeah,
it's like They Might Be Giants with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, or
you know,
something. Yeah,
I mean, I was saying to Ben when the song was playing off the air, I was saying that They Might Be Giants is probably my favorite contemporary band that's just still playing. You know, and I for people who kind of checked out and stopped listening, I feel like they're really missing out. Yeah, a lot of people are, but I feel like they're just as artistic and creative and relevant now as they were then. I mean, the stuff they put out is just fantastic, and that was 99. They're still doing stuff that's amazing.
Yeah, so, okay,
good stuff.
And the children's albums too. Do you have those?
I don't have I like some of the stuff. There's a song they've got called Never Go to Work, which is just amazing. And that's on one of the kids' albums.
Cool.
Yeah, I did dig on them. I don't have
it. Was
them.
So right for them to do that, you know. It made so much sense. So that is They Might Be Giants, Reprehensible Me. I'm gonna guess that's what it's called.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, we'll look it up later.
We should, because I wrote it down as Reprehensible Me, but in my memory it was Reprehensible. So.
We'll look it up. But that's Ryan Stock says number seven. My number six is from the Donnie Darko soundtrack. Mm. I'm sure you know it. This is Gary Jules with Michael Andrews doing a version of the song Mad World.
Yeah.
And it appeared in the Donnie Darko soundtrack in 2001 and also on Gary Jules' excellent 2004 record, Trading Snake Oil for Wolf Tickets. And this song is a cover of a Tears for Fears song from their 1982 debut. And I don't know if you've heard that version. It's kind of embarrassing. I don't get it.
Gary Jules, like, knocked it out of the park.
He
did. It's a better cover. It's a better song.
He elevated it to something that could never could have been before. And this song, it just gives me the shivers, you know. Just the piano and the cello and his voice. And that's pretty much it.
This is interesting because for some reason I thought of this one, like, because we first talked about doing the guest thing last month in March. So I first started my list back then.
This was on there?
And for a brief second, I thought of it back then, and I just didn't write it down when I was brainstorming, and then I forgot all about it till you just said it. It might have made my list if we had done it in March, because...
Well, it gets played either way. So
it's a good song.
Yeah, I love this version, and it's just a great song. This is Mad World from Gary Jules.
Number 6.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow, no tomorrow. No tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad. Day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. And I feel the way that every child should. Sit and listen, sit and listen. Went to school and I was very nervous. What's my lesson? Look right through me, look right through me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. Run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Enlarging your world. Mad world.
That's very creepy. Pretty, but very, very moody and scary and creepy.
It's a mad world. Yeah, that's my number 6. Gary Jules, produced by Michael Andrews, who did that entire Donnie Darko soundtrack. Ryan,
so
you're up.
What's my number 6? Okay, so my number 6 is from 1982.
Okay.
We're gonna listen to Fun Boy 3. You laugh. Does that? Does that mean that there's a stealing thing happening, or was that
no?
Mean?
Oh, okay, no, but I just haven't heard.
You haven't heard it. Okay, yeah. So we're playing. The Lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Oh, I don't know this one.
Oh, it's cool. It was their first hit. Okay, so let me talk a little bit about the Fun Boy 3. Basically, the Fun Boy 3 was like members of the Specials after the Specials broke up.
Right.
And they were like, you know, UK new wave band. They're really sort of like tied in with Bananarama, who provided like their backing vocals, and I think they toured together and stuff. But they were only around for like a couple of years. Like the Specials broke up end of 81, I think. And
Were only around for a couple of years too.
Yeah. And then Funboy 3, their first single, charted in the UK at number 20 in like the end of 81. Okay. And then you know, the album came out in 82. And then they were broken up by, they disbanded by 83. So
yeah, there was a lot of just the new wave stuff had so much just bam, it's all over.
Yeah.
Bands, you know, Bow Wow Wow. And
They're also, yeah, like a lot of people remember them because of the Go-Go's, because Funboy 3 and the Go-Go's co-wrote My Lips Are Sealed. So they each did versions of it. And the Go-Go's version was, of course, a hit. So was the Funboy 3 one, I think, in the UK. But
I don't know.
But yeah, they did it too. Mm-hmm. But like the Specials, their songs are sort of inherently political. On the surface, it might seem like a fun little pop song. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to what they're saying, it's often something more serious. In the case of this song, they talk about nukes. They talk about world hunger. And the song itself is kind of about politicians. So this is my number 6. The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum.
Cool.
Number 6.
Good recovery there.
Yeah, good stuff.
Ben just got off the phone with U-Haul 2 seconds ago.
What, U-Haul's calling?
I didn't think you were going to make it.
Yeah, I looked over. There's 10 seconds left. Oh, shit. But yeah, that's good stuff. That's Funboy 3. The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum. Ryan Stockstill is number six.
My number six. I love it.
Right now, we're going to play a song that was requested by Ryan Blake himself. The man, Ryan Blake, who cannot be here today.
The original Ryan.
Yeah. But this is a song by Pearl Jam. Ryan is a huge Pearl Jam fan. He plays them a lot on this show.
I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. And with good reason. They're a great band. This song is it's called Crazy Mary, and it's from a charity compilation called Sweet Relief. Sweet Relief is, according to Wikipedia, a nonprofit charity that maintains a financial fund from which professional musicians can draw from when in need of medical care or financial needs. Initially intended as a one-time CD launch benefit for Victoria Williams, Sweet Relief has evolved into a charity organization that relies on donations from artists and the public as a general fund to all professional musicians in need.
Very cool.
How cool is that?
That's very cool.
Yeah, this song called Crazy Mary, it was written by Victoria Williams. She started the organization after she fell ill with multiple sclerosis in 1993, and she had all these huge medical expenses and had no way to pay them. And over the years, the charity has raised millions of dollars. And we're looking here at a list of notable supporters on Wikipedia. I mean, look at all this. This is crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's hundreds, it's dozens and dozens of huge artists.
Yeah, all of these names are pretty big.
Yeah, I see Bruce Springsteen, I see Cher, Chicago, Jackson
Beck,
Brown,
Beastie
Beck,
Boys, Sting,
REM, yeah, Sting, The Offspring,
Neil Young,
Justin Timberlake, John Bon Jovi, Death,
right, well, yeah. Huge.
Death is a big contributor.
But it is nice to see Death and Dave Matthews Band on the same list, though, because they don't get enough overlap.
What are you trying to say, Ryan?
I'm saying sometimes I listen to Death and sometimes I listen to Dave Matthews, and it's nice to see that the internet's catching up with me.
Nice. Anyway, this is from the Sweet Relief compilation CD. This is Pearl Jam, and it's a song called Crazy Mary.
She lived on a curve in the road, in an old tar paper shack, on the south side of the town, on the wrong side of the tracks. Sometimes on the way into town, we'd say, "Mama, can we stop and give her a ride?" Sometimes we did, but her hands flew from her side. Wild-eyed, crazy Mary. Down a long dirt road, past the Parsons place, blue car we used to race. Little country store with a sign tacked to the side, said no L-O-I-T-E-R-I-N-G-A loud. Underneath that sign always congregated quite a crowd. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it around. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it around. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it, pass it, pass it around. One night, thunder cracked, Mercy backed outside her windowsill. Dreamed I was flying high above the trees, over the hills, looked down into the house of Mary. Terrible plum, newspaper covered walls, and Mary rising up above it all. Oh,
saw some skid marks and followed them around, over the curb, through the fields, into the house of Mary. That what you fear the most could meet you halfway. That what you fear the most could meet you halfway. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it around. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it down, pass it around. Pass it down. Bottle, drink it down, pass it, pass it, pass it around.
And that was Pearl Jam, Crazy Mary.
I'm nodding. Sorry. It's radio. I can't nod.
You can't nod on the radio, but that's okay. That's Ryan Blake's selection for the show. And thank you, Ryan, for helping us out here. Anyhow, we're going to move
was
on.
That, did he tell you? Was that going to be like his number one or in his top? Did
he didn't say. He just said, play it, man.
Yeah. Cool.
But, he's not here anymore, so he doesn't get to say what gets played next for the rest of the show.
I have this feeling. Oh yeah, he's like out of town even. So
well, he's
probably enjoying.
He's enjoying the
Easter
holiday
food right now.
Easter food.
He might not even be listening.
Yeah. Oh well. His loss, man. Because we're playing some good stuff here, and we're gonna move on to my number five.